Welcome back to the Mum's Edit podcast.
We're live on air in 3, 2, 1.
Whoa, we're back. Hello.
Hi.
We did have a week off last week because I was not in a good way.
Not good.
Not in a good
way. In our words.
And I said I couldn't possibly.
And we said we couldn't possibly do it without you.
Amen. And so here we are today. How's everyone's Easter?
Oh, yeah.
We can't go back to Easter. Too far back.
Really?
Someone asked me that today and I was like,
feels like years ago for
you. Yeah, it really does.
It was great. Yeah. We both went away, didn't we, Lil?
Yeah.
It was just family chaos. It was
good. Well, I was so sick with my fucking sinus infection and had to spend Easter Saturday rejuvenating for the big day. The big bunny day. And I was freaking out because if I did get full sinusitis, my surgery would have been cancelled. And I was like, I'm not doing that. I've prepared myself. I'm not getting it cancelled. And I made a miraculous recovery for the day.
Wow. Fantastic. And Steph's talking about her boob surgery.
Yeah, my breast reduction. I feel like heaps of people may have missed our stories. Well, good for you for not being on Instagram all the time. But then people are like, wait, what did you get done? I'm like, guys, it's my breast reduction.
Yeah.
Super cool. When you've bounced back, we're here on day 7.
Day 7.
Post-op, and you wouldn't even know that you've
wouldn't
just been bedridden.
Unless you saw my stitcheroos.
And the boobs, which look fantastic.
Glowing, to be honest.
Wow. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
I will put it out there. If anyone's thinking of getting it done, the recovery hasn't been as bad as I thought it would be.
Oh, are you?
No, I'm gonna go back and explain why it has been bad.
I just need to repeat a message that me and Ren got this week, which was I did not anticipate the recovery to be this bad. Had I known it was this bad,
I should have waited for the girls to be older.
I think that you're out the dark end now.
Yeah,
so you've forgotten.
I've got my rose-colored glasses.
I'm actually.
And also I gave you some Valium, so that's a bit.
Yeah,
Ren gave me Valium. Thank you, Jesus. But no, okay. So what I mean is the pain probably never went above like a 5 or 6 out of 10. What was hard was the discomfort from wearing the compression bra and the binder and the stitches itching, and I'm allergic to the tape. And then it was also the mental game of it, because I was in bed, I could hear the girls screaming and crying, they wanted to be picked up, they were saying mummy, all of that stuff. I was in just a
and you
very
were
down
really
state.
Sick from the painkillers.
And I was and really sick.
I just
from painkillers.
Think that you've forgotten and we lived it with you. And
but what I meant was the pain. If that's what's scary, don't be scared. If the
but
mental,
everything else is absolutely
if the mental
fucked.
Health doesn't deter you, then go.
Yeah.
Go for gold. Book in today. Yeah. Yeah. I've got my word.
I also have another message I think that was like, I'm in so much pain, horrific pain. I can't take painkillers.
I've been vomiting.
Let's move forward because she's not, it's not a true reflection.
She's on the Valium now and
yeah,
she
she's
has
on the
forgotten.
Valleys.
Speaking of not a true reflection, we put up a fucking funny little quiz for you all.
On our riveting Saturday night.
I am glad you are saying it's not a true reflection because I was very sad.
I was
ready
literally,
to leave the podcast.
I was like, put up more, guys.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, because
give us more because we were faring well.
I was like, definitely straight up the smartest and like most the less unhinged and
yeah, but I've got a bone to pick with everyone about that because if that's how you feel, then you don't really know Lil.
No, I don't think
so. I was going to ask you too. Why do you think I was like less in favor?
So okay, so I think we should go through the questions first.
But I've got a theory about that, and
okay.
So out of curiosity, I was literally laying in bed, and I thought,
we've spoken about this before. And Steph was always like, no, please.
I'm actually not afraid.
No, but you used
you
to be.
You thought that you would get not favoured well. And you were like, no.
Steph, I'm sorry. You were like, that would give me so much
anxiety.
No, that's we what can't. You used to say. I said, go ahead.
I've got it in
my messages.
No.
Yes.
We had a discussion.
Okay.
And You remember though, don't you?
Because you were saying who's your favourite, who's the prettiest, who's the funniest.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah, but that's this different.
Stuff, go for gold. I've got a thick skin. I can have a chuckle at myself.
Was have I you crying? Had a Valium today?
Yeah, but
because I'm actually was I so crying scared.
My eyes out when everyone said I was going to join a cult? No,
you literally were just off air 2 minutes ago, being like, "Fuck everyone!" I'm you're talking said, about thank the government. You.
Meh, meh, meh. That's a blessing. All right.
Fuck, do not give her these again. All right, so first question.
You wow. can clear it up along the way.
No, I'll just start by saying I was really excited for today and now I wish we didn't record. Out of curiosity, who would most likely die in a scary movie? 9% Lil, 27% Steph, 64% Ren were the answers. Now, I think that maybe, because you've had a bit of a bad run.
Well, I think lately. It definitely would be you. Like street smart, I would put you third. And you would too. Like yeah, if anyone's going to get lost, fair. It's you. If anyone's going to, you know, turn into oncoming traffic, it's probably you.
Yes.
But this is if anyone's going to talk to a stranger and then be like, want to come back to mine for a drink, it's going to be you.
100%.
So.
See, what I was picturing was the Scream guy coming in the house and being like, and then you have same. To run away and you're throwing like the couch in front of the door, that kind of stuff.
Mm.
That's what I had in
it
my head.
It would still be.
Well, yeah, her. I agree.
Because I would freeze. Yes. I would be like.
Or you'd throw like a soft toy.
Yeah. Or a sausage from the fridge the kids left over dinner. Fuck you.
Peace. No, I just imagine you actually still like, no, please. Please. No.
I'd try and talk them around.
Yeah.
And
I've like, got young cry. Kids. Please. Yeah. It's like, I do not give a shit.
See you later, Renee.
Those are your final words.
Oh my God. Definitely Ren, yeah. I think that was very, yeah, correct.
Yeah. Second was who would most likely survive an apocalypse? Now, let's not get these questions twisted. That first question was who's going to be killed in a scary movie? But this is survival skills.
Yeah.
This is planning ahead. This is being aware of your surroundings. It's getting food resources ready. It's getting bottles of water. It's protecting your home. That's really what it is.
Yeah, and I know for a fucking fact because – and I also have my undiagnosed ADHD to thank for this. Like I am a problem solver
mm-hmm.
and I'm always thinking of random situations and how to escape them, whether that be a earthquake, what door frame am I going to stand
yes,
in?
Yes.
I have yes. a cellar at my house. I know for a fucking fact when those zombies come, I'm down there with my family and I'm moving a big fridge on top of there and they're not going to know that cellar exists.
And it might not be the zombies, it might be the nuclear missiles.
Yeah, whatever it may be. My brain subconsciously is already actually working out how to get out of that situation. I don't even know. It just starts happening. I'm like, holy fuck, my brain's been working on this for years. See you later, suckers.
That's what I said. See you at the finish line. I've been training for this since I was 4 years old because and first had.
My brain's so high functioning that I'm doing it without even knowing.
And I'm always thinking of the worst possible case scenario.
Now, Ren,
so I'm ready.
For you, like, I would whatever. Say.
We'll be right, mate.
Yeah. And that is why she's.
Yeah, fair.
That's why fair. She didn't fare well in that one.
And that's fine. I'm okay with it.
Gorgeous. Most likely to get in a cat fight, Lil 12%, which I think you're a bit – I think you're the most aggressive. But anyway, Steph 43, Ren 45.
Did I
get – You won that one? Yeah.
I would do the talking around.
Or after a few drinks.
Do you know how many fights I've broken up in town? Do you know how many times I've been in the middle of people being like, come on, guys, let's talk this out rather than use violence?
I could probably see if I was like, did you just hear what that girl said to me? You'd be like, right.
Oh, that's true.
What did you say to my cousin? And I'd be like, oh, and you'd be like, no, you listen here. And then she's like, taking a swing and then all of a sudden we're in the middle of a cat fight.
Because I'm very just.
Yes. Now, Steph, I think, would be, don't look, that's scary.
Or terrifying.
Yeah.
They could have a knife. Like, I'm not getting involved.
So,
and even if we weren't drunk, like, say if it was just like a random situation, like, what have you, when it comes to confrontation, I'm actually a bit minimal in that department.
I agree.
Whereas you guys are like, just you say your piece,
yeah,
could get you into
which
trouble.
Is actually quite interesting for you as a Leo. Sorry to bring that in, but I do find that quite controversial.
It's a bit of a people pleaser thing.
Yeah, so I guess on that, I definitely do think that Ren polled correctly, but Steph, you should have absolutely not been within a 2% range. I do admit that I should have taken second place.
I
think that I do come across quite uncontroversial, which is super gorgeous.
I know, but this is why I just want to know what they're basing this on. When have I come across as aggressive?
No, I think on the podcast when there's no intimidating murderers around, you will be like, this is just and is who I like.
When I'm opinionated. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Believe us.
This was the best. Steph.
There was just no contest. Lil scored 13%. Steph, 14, Ren a big whopping 73%, and it says it all.
Yeah,
I mean, it's because you've got
Let's not get into it.
No, you know what I said to my sister? People think I'm stupid.
No,
it's
not that. They just don't think that you doubt people. Like you're like, okay, why would they lie about you? You wouldn't double check.
Yeah. Yes, that's so true.
I'd be like, that's a purchase from wherever, Mecca, and the email is roboboy@hotmail.com. I'm probably not going to pay that. And you'd be like, that's so fucking
weird.
Do
not reply at boy love.
Okay, I don't get fooled by the scamming texts and emails. But,
a phone call.
If someone says something to me, I like to believe it.
Yeah, that's a downfall of yours.
Yes,
anyway.
Absolutely. It's got me where I am today.
Yes.
Now, correct.
Actual.
Indeed. This has made me laugh too. End up in jail.
Now,
this had us howling. Like, we were in bed.
At this point, we're like,
they've got it out for Ren. That's what we've
Ren's already on her last legs with life.
And now she's going to jail, which has been carted off in the paddy wagon. So Lil 13%.
At a huge 56%.
Steph 31, Ren 56.
But why?
Because I don't know.
Because there's one thing where I'm like, yes, I'd believe a scammer because I'm like, you know, I like to think that people are telling her. Yeah. Two, yeah, she'd fucking break the law. Like.
Yeah.
I
don't know. I've got no reason for why.
And I'd actually love to put it out for an explanation.
I know. Yes.
But I think we need to.
But I'm also a little bit scared to do that. Do we want
like what are you going to jail? Like what for?
Yeah.
Me and
Steph were talking before and we're like, we could probably see a few reasons here or there why it could be us. Like I definitely don't feel aligned with that space or life in jail, but more so than Ren. Yes.
In what way?
Like we would be there before Ren.
Yes.
Yeah. Especially you, Steph.
Excuse
we don't
me.
Need to talk about why or who or
no,
when.
No, we do because you're making it sound like I've committed a serious crime that's gone undetected.
No, I just mean if I bring this up, you're going to be like, oh, let's all pick on me.
No,
like,
okay.
You were in the hotel lobby naked. Like that is a jail offence right there, locked up overnight.
But I'd been drugged.
It.
Okay. But yes, I understand what you're saying. But not for a horrible crime or
no, you haven't murdered
tax
anyone.
Evasion. Most likely to do it
if you're listening.
ATO, if you're listening, I would never go to jail. I'm joking, guys. Oh, I've got an accountant. Most likely to join a cult.
Now.
Lil 24, Steph 43, which not fair. Ren 33.
I think this is probably the one that proved the followers know us the most.
But you were faring really high in the beginning. You were 100%
Yeah, but then
originally.
The real players came to play.
And balanced it out. Now, what kind of cult are you guys thinking? Like, what are you guys
to
thinking?
To be 100% honest with you, any kind of cult, if you got sold it the right way, you'd be all of a sudden all in and trying to drag us down with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you agree, Ren?
Totally.
It could be.
And you'd do very well at it.
Yes, a bit like that when I was a vegan.
You know, yes.
I wouldn't be far behind
you. Do you know what it's a bit like? No, you are.
Strong.
Very hard to.
Very, yeah, not you.
Because we've tried to take you with us to the fifth dimension and you're not.
And you're not coming.
I still don't.
You don't want to. You want to stay.
And you don't manifest and stuff.
Guys, I've been trying.
You still don't do the new moon rituals outside. You don't dance on the ashes.
Yeah.
Lil doesn't do that anymore.
why do you think I'm leveraging to the level of life that I'm at? Do you think it's because I'm at home?
Do you think it's a coincidence?
Sitting on my ass? No, I'm dancing in that rain. I'm singing all about
things. Can I just say something about that really quickly? Because I have this thing and it's the healing dance rain, and I saw it on TikTok, and it's like where you go because the rain is supposed to be like a cleansing property. So whenever it rains, I go outside and I'm like, healing rain, cleanse me of all negativity. And it's just fun. It makes me feel like happy. But I've gotten my mum onto it and now she does it. But then the other day.
Oh, my God.
I did it because it was pouring. Gorgeous. Saturday night. Lovely. And I went out there and did it. And then the girls came out and were like, healing rain.
Abby loves it when I run out into the rain for a quick cleanse. Like, he's like, again, again. And then he runs out and then we're all running out.
And Nate filmed it.
But again, a bit culty.
Yes.
But welcomed for me.
Culty but highly beneficial.
You know what almost kind of cult you would lead? Like those sales pyramids, like people selling online.
Yeah. No way. I fucking hate those.
Yeah, but if you were sold it the right way, you'd be fucking the top level. Like
so true.
Could sell ice to an Eskimo.
No. Oh. You're the Eskimo and people are selling ice to you. All right. What was the next one?
The next one was... end up a crazy cat lady.
Oh.
Little 19.
This wasn't fair.
Steph, you didn't 21. Just mean.
This one shouldn't have even been posted.
Ren 60%.
Because you knew that it was going to be me.
Well, can I just say my own fucking sister voted for me and so did Lil's mum. So if we're going to get into it.
Sandra had it in
for Lil's mum, Sandra, if you're listening, you had it in for me. You voted for me for the foot fetish, the mental breakdown.
All like pretty on the ball.
We'll discuss that when we get there. But crazy but cat lady, I
look,
think.
Look, people think I'm going to be alone forever.
It's because you're single.
With no, and an animal
three boys.
Lover.
No, that's not
I'm
why.
I'm not a cat lover,
you rescued
though.
That cat.
They don't
Do
know
I still
that.
Have her?
No.
And
no.
They don't know
that's
that.
Only three dogs. I couldn't because of the rental. But
it's all right.
I don't have the cat anymore. But she went to a family member.
Yeah, we'll cut that bit out. She went to a farm. She's in a better
place. You know, you rescued
Louis.
From a farm.
Yeah, and where's he now?
At your dad.
And they're best friends. So best thing I ever did.
Anyway, the I was about to...
It's got nothing to do with being an animal lover. No. It's about being alone forever.
So I was just trying to help you out.
I know, really nice better. Of you, but I'm not silly. I know, that's
yes.
why.
Okay.
And it's okay.
Yes.
It's okay.
Most likely to get drunk during cactus hour. Lil 23, Steph 32, Ren 45.
I was shocked by this.
I was really shocked by this.
I actually never drink during cactus hour, to be completely honest. I'm only a social drinker.
I'm only a social drinker, and I know, Ren, you are too. Although you did go through a period about a year. What?
No, it was when the separation happened
yeah, that's
with
what
the
I was
boy's
thinking.
Dad.
Like 2 years or a year?
Which was 2 years.
Yeah.
And I drank wine every night.
Every
for
night,
like
I remember.
Months.
Yeah, got you through.
But I'm not saying I went
drunk.
Crazy. It was literally one or two.
So
glasses.
That's like the only thing that I put it down to was I remember that when
maybe
you did
I shared
that. Maybe you put some stories up like cheersing. Yeah. But I would never drink during the week.
Either.
Not because I don't think it's the right thing. I just, I am like,
tired.
I drink to get drunk as well. Unfortunately, yeah. I'm still in my like teenage era.
Yes.
So true.
And also,
yes.
I just feel a bit off going to bed after two glasses of wine.
Same.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Bit out of
That's
it.
That's why I stopped in the end because I was
Could
like,
be to do
actually...
with the meds too. Like,
yeah. Yes.
Totally.
To get on the news for road rage, Lil 22, Steph 37, Ren 41. I'm quite...
I'm not a ragey person.
No, but you
I
are a
be.
Terrible driver.
I think maybe some...
I'm sorry.
Sophia. Why do you think that I'm a terrible driver? Are you getting this information from my sister because she seems to think she's the best driver ever and puts it out to the universe?
Liz has said
I'm
a few
terrible.
Things to me.
Oh, because she's just great.
Well, that's where you got it from. And I think this might be where the rage comes from as well. Like when you don't like something, you go from not saying a word to fucking like.
Didn't no, but didn't someone follow you once with like some road rage? I'm trying to think. I feel
no,
like-
but on her 21st birthday, she pulled out. In oncoming traffic with me in the passenger seat, and she was like, it went silent for like 5 minutes, and then Ren was like, oh, that could have been a front page news article, and we were both just like, she's like, two cousins die on cousin's 21st birthday. I was like, yeah.
How old would have you been?
Yeah, like
17.
Yeah.
Just a bit foot heavy
so
on the brake
funny.
Maybe.
Yeah, fair. That's fair.
But Personally, I've had some really scary experiences with people road raging me. And I've never reacted because, again, they could be anyone.
Yeah, and you always, like, tell me, like, don't do that, Lil.
Do you know why?
Someone chased my sister, chased her.
Yeah, they got out of their car at the light and she had to run a red light.
She will never forget it. She's traumatised.
I was once sitting at the tram crossing at Glenelg East there and there was I had to turn and no one was there because they were at the giveaway point, so I pulled in front. The tram was there, like no one was going anywhere. And then I took off and then
I can already see your face.
These two tradies behind me, like, you fucking slut, like overtaking me on the tiny little streets of Glenelg East, like,
no.
And I was like, you are off your fucking head. And if I dare went like that back, you would definitely
kill me.
Do something terrible. And my dad once got beaten up on a road rage accident.
God.
People just like flip and just.
Epic. We don't know what day they've had.
You know, no, but there's no excuse. But if we were going to, if any of us, I think, were going to end up on the news for a road rage accident, we would be the victim. I'll just put that out there.
Yeah. That's maybe what they're thinking.
Maybe.
Ren, you'd be the victim.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah,
good one, so guys. We get you now.
They had your back.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this one just pissed me right off. Most likely to have a foot fetish. Lil 33, Steph. You're not far behind me. Steph 41, Ren 26. Now, the only reason anyone would think that's me is because Lil's fucking barking in your ear every episode saying how sexual I am when I'm not.
They trust me.
Yeah.
Like,
but for spreading misinformation.
But you are definitely, okay, you might not be a full-blown animal, but you're definitely, I think, I think you're definitely the most, like, experimental and what sexual makes you think out of us three.
I don't think so much now. I think more in her teen years, maybe.
Oh, no, that wasn't – we won't even bring up that era. I mean her and Nate, just the two of them. Like, I think you're very – like, you'll be like, oh, my God, I was just putting Rosie to bed and he was like, come up here and suck my dick hard.
Oh,
there's been messages. Been like a handful of times where I've been like, yeah, and I'm just by like, life. Like, why does he think he can do this to me when I'm putting
– and I'm like, holy shit, like spitting out my soup and bread while
– anyway, I'm not into
Rawr.
Feet, especially Nate's claws. It needs to trim those nails. Why do boys not trim them all the time? That's what I want to know. Anyway, disgusting.
Ooh, damn,
most likely to have a midlife crisis, Lil 13, Steph 28, Ren 59.
Fair. At the moment, fair. I mean, come on, I was crying at 4 a.m. this morning. Fair.
Yeah.
Midlife crisis, not far
and
away.
And maybe it's peaked early and you'll have very golden years coming.
Well, I don't think this is a midlife crisis. I think you're crying for good fucking reason.
True.
Like, you're going co-parenting two boys, you're pregnant.
Single.
And thriving. Not just surviving but thriving.
Yeah.
Now, this one surprised me.
Physically thriving 100%. Like, you have never looked better with that hair.
Holy
Thanks, sisters. Yeah.
And you're glowing.
Yeah.
And
best
just in your
pregnancy I've looked, to be fair.
Yeah. Cool girl
and
era.
And been, to be honest. Like, your last night, I can't even remember, there was a conversation happening. I was like, oh, nah, that sounds boring. And Ren's like, that's it. I'm like, Ren, your positivity in this pregnancy. Ain't it?
It's fucking
like,
annoying.
No, I just think, like, good on you. You get knocked down.
I try.
You get up again.
And you're never going to keep me down.
Yeah.
Dancing the night away. Most likely to do OnlyFans, Ren, you scored highly again at 53. Me at 38, Lou at 9. I just found that interesting. Why do they think you want to do that?
Well, maybe because I easily get in my undies on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
I thought my ranking personally would have been
higher.
I think it would have been Steph, Ren.
Why would I have to do – why would I do OnlyFans?
No, because I just think, like, you're so, like, my milkshake brings
body dysmorphia.
Yeah, but you shouldn't. Like,
and
I don't know. I just think, like,
a husband
at this
and a
point
– company.
I'm
not an influencer.
I just think that, like, Ren's pregnant. Like, I just think that you're, like, in your hot girl era. Like, you just
– what about you?
I just think that would really – that would never happen. I don't have the confidence and
– neither do I.
My morals don't align.
Neither do mine. And neither do dear Renee's.
You know what?
Do you know what? Do you know what? I'm going to fucking say it because you guys are never going to do it. You guys have been like, oh, my God, these bitches making money.
Of course I'm jealous.
I'm so jealous. Yeah,
so I just think that's a trigger that you're triggered. You might do it.
I would never do it, but
never
like.
Never going to do it.
But. Well, you have to advertise for
yeah.
one. You learned the hard way.
Ren looked into it.
You have to advertise. And anyway. It just doesn't align, you know?
No. And no. But good on everyone that does it. Like, yes. Go
yes.
for
yes.
it.
Yes. Go, go, go.
But also, yeah. I'm not jealous. Saying. I'm almost like, good on you. But I actually really have to quickly tell this story because, fuck me, I was watching it on TikTok yesterday and I did not know this was a thing. OnlyFans is illegal in America.
What?
Is it?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's illegal, sorry, but Australian OnlyFans girls that go over to America are flagged as prostitutes, even if they're not.
Wow.
And two of these girls, like a full video on it, and then I got into a vortex of this subject. So they went over there for Coachella, stopped at border straight away. She's taken, her friends left there. They've taken her into a holding cell for 2 days.
Saw that.
Searched her phone, searched everything, and she's been deported back to Australia, yeah. Can't go back to America.
Because it's classified as sex work.
Yes. And wow. Apparently there was like 5 other girls in the cell at the time. And then I went through and started looking at this has happened to other people. And they're like, one girl wasn't even an OnlyFans person. And she's like, yep, I just arrived into America for no good reason, got put in a cell for a day and then was allowed to go back
but
on the holiday.
But how do they know?
Exactly. Like one girl was just complete random. She was by herself and apparently she had her lips done and just looked beautiful. And it's like a judgment. So they're like, you're a sex worker. You're a prostitute.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of like invasion of privacy, I saw pop up on TikTok now that people who are claiming child support from the government have to now – the police have like permission from the government to secretly access your phone and your messages to prove that you're not in a relationship. They can go through your messages, all the data on your phone without you knowing.
Really?
Centrelink. Is that not an invasion
of course it is.
Our rights and privacy?
Like, holy shit.
Shit, I've got to
go. Well, I mean, I've got to go.
BRB, toilet yeah. break. But, yeah, crazy times. Shit. Most likely to win Survivor. Lil, you won that one. 59%.
This is dead set one of the biggest compliments of my life.
But Steph 32, can we Ren just, 9.
Was I just scouted? For Survivor.
Ren actually, yeah, just got scouted for Survivor, which I would love to see that. Even if you were pregnant, I think that would view really well.
I don't think you could possibly do Survivor.
But they'd probably give you secret snacks.
No, it wouldn't get through
you
the health
check.
You
wouldn't be allowed,
yeah.
But, yes, I was, everyone. So, you know, they obviously thought
they obviously
that I
didn't
had
know me.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That maybe
but
I had a
what's
chance.
What's funny is that, like, everyone's – voting Lil as this like fucking saint. Well, Survivor, you have to be a ruthless bitch. So
no, but I think they're just like, you know, you go into Survivor and you need to make friends and you need to fucking just
and you need to stab them in the back.
And I think they know that
you would do it
for the game.
That I would.
And I'd do it for them to make them proud and I'd win this for mums all over Australia. Thank you.
Survivor if you're looking. Thank you. And also if I ever do another family one, we should go on because it's been my dream to be on Survivor.
Me too.
Yeah.
If you had to pick one cousin, Crickets. If you had to pick one, you, Steph, you had to pick one cousin to take with you, you,
it
like,
would be Lil,
the
obviously.
Main thing is just to fucking win this thing.
Yeah.
Who are you choosing?
It's okay.
You. Yeah, yeah.
But who would you choose?
You.
Yeah. Yes. No offense, Ren.
Ren, you can film the content from home just yeah. off on the
I
TV,
I can
brand
blindside.
It's fine, you know. You know, anyway, I was a bit disheartened, but it's fine. Because
at this point, I was just.
The scouters.
Holy shit, I threw out a summer skin actually discount code to the TME community the next day because I was just fucking floating cloud nine. Like, I'm a Survivor winning nun.
the nun one was a bit. Was that because you're nice or is that because you're
boring?
Maybe. You're a big.
She's not even that nice.
If anyone's the nicest, I would say me. You don't think so?
I'd probably say Ren. She can be terrifying, but I think she's got a good heart.
Oh. Mm. Actually, when I upset you guys about something
no, you
to do
don't
with
even,
the podcast,
that's
I
the
sent
thing,
you flowers.
You don't even upset us. We just like don't smile for 1 second. And you're like, guys, but thank isn't you that gorgeous? So,
it's a lot.
Oh, now I'm too nice. It's too much. All right.
Nah, you are not. You're perfect.
Nah, it's all good. In the end, the biggest surprising one was that Ren would eat food off the ground. She scored extremely high in this one.
At this point, where we just knew you guys were taking the piss, to be honest.
Why me? To be fair, popcorn have eaten off the floor. You know how I have my little popcorn?
Yes, but like...
You know what? I think it would be you, Lil. I don't think it's like such a bad thing.
No.
No. And it's like the 10-second rule kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get, like, it's just like. I wasn't triggered by the question at all, so maybe I would. Like, I'm not, if a meat pie's on the floor, I'm not tying my hands behind my back, eating it off the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in context, if it means like I've just dropped my.
Dorito.
Nah, I'd probably just leave that.
You'd leave a Dorito on the ground. Like, if you're on the couch and you've just dropped it.
Not leave it, but I'd probably just give it to the dog, get one of the dogs to have it. Yeah. I don't know if I dropped like full blown Snickers. I'm not going, fuck, I've just dropped my Snickers. I'm not going to finish that off.
It depends what.
Are you picking it up to eat it?
At home, but like not on Jenny Road at Glenelg.
Oh.
Nah, you could be eating shit for sure.
Yeah.
And you would know.
Anyway, in all, that was probably a bit unfair on Ren.
Yeah.
And at that point, bullying.
Someone actually wrote in saying, I'm just so devastated to see this. I know everyone's just having some tongue-in-cheek, but poor Ren is a beautiful girl when I said she needs that. And then someone wrote in when we posted the face app DILFs of Instagram, us all guys. Someone, I was a bit offended. I thought I looked like makeup by Mario, Kim Kardashian's makeup artist.
Someone wrote back. Mario is in Mario and Luigi.
Someone said I looked like George from Survivor, and then somebody else said Freddie Mercury, which from his not hot.
Someone said I look like a short Ian Thorpe.
Yes, which I couldn't unsee.
Neither. And so I was like, I am a shorter, fatter Ian Thorpe. They left out the fatter, but I know that's what they wanted to say.
I also
And they said, sorry, his shorter, younger brother.
Yes. Oh, and God. I also got gay schoolyard dad vibes.
No, everyone was saying how hot Ren is.
Yeah,
Ren,
everyone wanted to bone you. And actually a lot of people wrote in and said would bang all three of you, so thank you.
I swear
it was like five. When I posted that, someone wrote in and said Ren is by far the hottest guy, and I said thanks, I'll let her know that because she really needs that confidence boost after last night.
Yes, I look good as a man. I'm so happy now.
Now, I need to pass this last, 5 minutes off to Ren just to have an announcement.
Story time, if you will.
Story time. And buckle in because it's big fucking news.
Last week, 28 weeks, have to do the glucose test. So what happened was I had the drink and I had to ask for a bed and I fell asleep for 2 hours and they woke me up every blood test. So things went great.
Bit of a red flag.
On Monday morning, I had my hospital call me and I have...
Hang on.
Gestational diabetes.
You couldn't make it up if you wanted to.
No. So I have to now have a meeting with the hospital, doctors, dietitians. I have to test my blood.
Four times a day.
Now, I've asked Steph a few things because obviously she's had it.
Fellow GD sister.
As we looked up before, it's a 20% in 200% chance that the combined both of them would achieve this. Otherwise, it's just 10 in 100.
5 to 10 in 100. So, fuck me dead. But what's the most humbling out of all of this? And I'll tell you now, Ren, so just prepare yourself. Is when you have to go to the dietitian meeting and they teach you how to eat healthy and it's a kick in the guts because I didn't get here. Well, partly maybe. But they're like, so these are your healthy fats and these are your like healthy carbs. These are fine and these are not fine, okay? You're not meant to have these foods. And it's like, this is actually insulting. And like, are you just assuming that I've been eating all of the red foods this entire time? And that's why I'm
because I haven't.
Because that's not even the science.
And Ren, you of all people, I am sorry, but you are one of the best eaters I know. like popcorn as fucking lunch.
Yes.
If you will.
No, but like I am, Cold. I feel like I have a really balanced diet.
No, but you, like, your dinners are not like, you're not sitting at the home indulging in deep fried every night.
Dessert is a protein shake.
Like yes.
That's what
she has donuts once every like 3 weeks and it's like a lead up pasta once every 2 weeks. Like she's eating vegetables for a living.
For God's sake. And I end up with GD. Like,
she's a GD queen.
But anyway, can I just say, of course.
Yeah.
Of course I do, because it's my luck. Okay.
So how are you feeling? Do you get extra monitoring?
I don't know yet. All I did was get the phone call, be here on Monday morning to have a meeting with
the
dietitians.
Is it next Monday morning? Yes. What time?
8:30. Steph.
Fucking hell. See, that's what you don't need.
Oh, no, I don't need that.
8:30 in the morning for she's a fucking like, dietitian meeting.
Sorry, like, you know.
You're heavily pregnant, for goodness sake.
And she's like, oh, and it goes for 3 hours. Yeah. And I was like, what?
And you get a snack break. And let me tell you, the snacks that they provide are not very nice because they're all GD friendly.
And Steph, you were starving when you had it.
I was pretty hungry. But I was saying to Ren this morning, I'm going to help her.
She was fine.
Who?
Oh, I just feel like I just said you were starving, but Ren, you will be fine.
Yeah, oh, Ren, yeah. You don't get that hungry.
Well, no, I don't. Like us. But, yeah, I just don't know how much I can change, guys. I'm really nervous. So I'm just having a bit of a week where I'm not stressing too much over it, but I am.
Well, you might be put on medication or something like that. I was on medication at one point.
So you were allowed to eat what you want?
No. My sugars weren't being controlled with diet alone, so I had to start.
How often did you have to get
metformin
a scan
or something? It was every few weeks, and then at the 36-week scan is when I found out I had some GD complications.
Sorry.
But do you know what?
I just can't with the GD.
Awareness. Like it's trendy.
Right.
I know. Hashtag GD.
If you want to join our GD Facebook group.
Our GD community.
But honestly, awareness and knowledge is power. So you can use this now to check on baby more often. Like,
well, that's
you feel
true.
Supported.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's peace of mind.
Yeah.
And you get more scans and see the baby.
Yeah. I mean, but by the third, loses a novelty a bit.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. We love you.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.